at 8:41 on the ticket. That Rangers game on Sunday, the last game ever at the ballpark, they shut it down. Rangers baseball moves to Globe Life Field next season. And we learned that the head usher for that game was none other than our favorite octogenarian, our old friend Jesse, who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Hi, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up if you're going to want me to hear you.
Hi, Jesse.
Turn your hearing aid up.
It's the musers.
I hear you now. There you go.
How was the game Sunday?
Probably about 6 o'clock this morning. I didn't get out too much, though.
Now, how was the game on Sunday, the last game?
It was an incredible day. I tell you, I can't believe the Rangers are done with that ballpark. I've been ushering at that ballpark since I was a young 72 years old. I mean, I've had so many great times and memories at that ballpark. I've met so many famous people there, and I've gotten a lot of action up under the bleachers from MILFs and DILFs who wanted to upgrade their seats.
Jesse. We don't want to hear that. Come on.
I mean, it was a great day, though, and it was hot, though. It was very hot there. And I tell you, of course, I'm wearing my usher jacket and everything, and I'm sweating, and I ain't been that hot since I was chasing the Japanese through jungles in 44.
Yeah, a long time ago. Long time ago.
Yeah, tracking them down, teaching them a little something about America.
Yeah.
There was no AC back then, that's for sure.
Thank you for your service.
But, And Nolan Ryan was there, and I always love seeing Mr. Ryan. He's so sweet to me. Mm-hmm. It's such an honor to see him back at the ballpark. And he in typical Nolan style, he arrived on bareback on a Mustang.
A horse.
And I didn't even know he knew Craig James, so that was
it's been an odd sight to see that.
And of course I had to break up a fight between Nolan and John Daniels. They still don't get along too well.
That's too bad. Really bad.
Yeah, Daniels was dressed up as a Ninja Turtle and mounted a surprise attack on Nolan. And let me tell you this, you've never seen a turtle taken apart faster.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my Lord. Nolan won that fight in about 2 seconds. It was unbelievable. He ripped that shell off of John Daniels and popped him in the face about 12 times.
Wow, he's 30 years older or something.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Don't matter. He robbed and turned him. It was great.
Wow.
But Kenny Rogers was back, too. And I think George is right. He's had so much plastic surgery, he don't even look like the same person he did on his first album.
That's the singer I was talking about, not the baseball player, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought it was a singer, Kenny Rogers, that was coming. And I was like, this don't look like him at all. He had a lot of that surgery.
That's a different guy.
Yeah. Now, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I didn't shed a tear when they made that final out.
You didn't?
I did. I cried.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was because my adult diaper rubbed me raw while I was dancing that music Chuck Morgan was pumping. I tell you what, it's certainly fun. And doctors, I got some bad news from the doctors.
Oh, gosh.
No.
And I haven't told my kids yet. I didn't want to worry them, but I'll tell you guys, since I feel pretty close to you. Doctor has diagnosed me with erectile dysfunction.
Okay. Well,
that's a really private thing, Jesse.
So I wanted to get your take on it, George, because I know you got a similar diagnosis.
No, I have never had that diagnosis, and even if I did, I wouldn't talk about it on the air.
What was that now? Hey,
I said, don't worry about it.
I think this moat idea with the alligators and the snakes and electric fence may do some good down there on that border.
Jesse, we are up against it.
Okay, now. All right.
We'll see you.
Take care now.
That's Jesse the Usher. 8:46 on the ticket.